Going to get more of Jim McGrath's thoughts on the action at Cheltenham next week. Massive novices chase coming up, of course. It is the Racing Post Arkle and a massive money back special. Jim, we've asked all our contributors so far, are we absolutely crazy putting up this special? Money back, all losers, if Sprinter Sacre wins. And do you think we're crazy? And secondly, if we're not crazy, who do you think is going to beat him?
I think you should all be certified. It's absolute lunacy to be taking on this favourite. This is one of the best two-milers we've seen potentially for a long, long time. The trainer is talking about this being another remittance man, and we know what a brilliant two-miler he was. Sprinter Sacre, there's only one thing about him, and that is that Barry Geraghty is going to have to try at some time to try and get him to switch off. This is the big, big question. I think, though, as far as his sheer ability goes, he's very, very sound. He's a great prospect. One thing I wouldn't tumble into, though, is this talk about the record being broken at Newbury when he won. I think you'll find there was something wrong with the distances that day. They were running too quick on the chase course for me. And when that happens consistently, when you've got a guide like that, consistency in that department, I always suspect that they haven't really measured the course right, or haven't measured it at all. Anyway, so despite that, I'm trying to come up with a feasible alternative. Alpha Off, possibly, a winner last year at the festival, but a horse who I think tends to run in snatches. I thought his run at Ascot was a peculiar run. It was obviously against the open, it was open company, it was a novice company. But even so, Ruby was trying to teach him something. He was trying to get him educated, I think, in the rough and tumble of those type of races. But he was running in snatches for me. So I can't come up with the alternative. I don't want to take on the favourite. I'm a Sprinter Sacre man.